I mean, it tried to count as it, and then I forgot. Restream does 3-2-1 for you, Neil. This is press conference sector. I'm Andy, Mike Mancola, Neil Atkinson, ahead of Liverpool versus Chelsea in the Premier League. Jurgen Klopp has held his quite brief press conference earlier today. And, I mean, it was short but sweet, but if he had a couple of things to say, he certainly said them, Neil.
Yeah, he was relentless on the matter. It's interesting. I mean, I suspect he may be quite short and sweet between now and the end of the campaign. Certainly if he decides he's not got anything he particularly wants to say. And I think he probably also felt today like I was quite overexposed on Friday, to be honest with you, and then on Sunday as well. So I think punchiness may well be in our future through the remainder of this. So I think it'll be a lot of that from now on. It'll be what the news is. It'll be how he's feeling. And unless he's turning up with something he specifically wants to talk about, I think that'll do you. See you later on, gents.
So before we get into his actual quotes, I mean, just breaking the fourth wall a little bit, we all know that they annoy that he doesn't like the press conferences and they annoy him and one thing and the other, but I've actually got a bit of sympathy with the journalists because they're literally doing the job. And I've been the other side.
Yeah, no, they've got a job to do, and I think that's the bit that's sort of forgotten, and also they're there to find lines. You know, I think that one of the things that frustrates him is there's one journalist in particular who, I mean, I may as well say the name now because we all know where we are. You know, I think he doesn't like that Mike Hughes asks a long question. But part of the reason why Mike Hughes asks a long question is because he's a radio journalist and he's setting up the console. His question will be part of the clip that they play as it goes through, and he's putting the context in for the listeners. But Jurgen doesn't understand that. It's not Jurgen's job to understand that particularly. So Jurgen's a bit like, why won't this fella get on with it? And I think that in general, everyone is just doing the job. But I think one of the things that sort of come out from last week, and I think one of the things that I'm glad people became a bit more aware of last week, was when he talked about the idea that post-match, he has to do six of these things. It's not one. It's one with this broadcaster, one with that broadcaster. There might be an overseas broadcaster who's got it's their turn to get a go at him. There's then the idea of doing it for LFC TV as well, and point that out. It might be that this one's live on Sky and then there's a press conference that he has to do post-match. So I think that his frustration isn't just as simple as what happens in these ones. It's all of it put together. And then the journalists are just turning up and they've just got a job to do, which is to ask him first and foremost about the injuries and then secondly go from there and try to get him to say something interesting. And some days he isn't going to. And I do wonder whether or not between now and the end of the season, he decides he's not really going to say that much that's interesting unless he's got something he really wants to say.